What's going on, gang? Welcome to the brand new Tuesday episode of the pod. We're fucking here and we're queer. We're doing it up. I got a gay guest on today. You know, it was time for a little diversity. You know what I mean? So, well, I'm excited about this guy. This is a good friend of mine. He just dropped a fucking killer album online. He's a great comedian. His album's called Good For You. You can get it on iTunes, everywhere. Go fucking listen to it after this. I'm telling you, I wouldn't give you a bad album to listen to. All right? So take my fucking word for it. Go check out the album. It's fucking tremendous. My brother went to college with this guy. Great man. You know, he's a great man. Okay? So what? He sucks a little dick. So what? Okay? It don't matter. Please help me welcome Jordan Fisher, everybody. Welcome aboard, baby. How are you?
What's up? First off, to address, yes, I do have an album out. It's called Good For You. Secondly, I'm a straight man.
Oh, please.
I'm a straight black man.
Please, I see you Snapchat. I see you Snapchat. You're really going to try to, you're not going to come out to the people?
I've never been gay. I'm not gay. I've always been straight to my knowledge.
This is me. A very funny thing to do to every guest.
Everybody's gay on the podcast. Yeah, it's yeah. Like, all right, now it's the segment called Come Out the Closet, where we make you come out the closet. I've never been in no closet. All right, well,
that's so
too
funny.
Bad. You have to.
That's the show, though. So, dude, can you imagine, like, I bring out a gay guest, and I'm like, nah, you're straight. They're like, no, I suck dick every day. I'm like, yeah, who doesn't? You're straight. You know, but. You started banging women recently, you know?
Just recently? Jesus.
Well, I was thinking about what we're going to talk about today, and I feel like with you, this is like the first time in your life that you're kind of in a little bit of a hoe phase. You're finally managing a little bit of a roster.
I guess so. I guess so, yeah. You know, it's just dating, you know? You're out here playing the field a little bit and seeing what there has to offer.
I always think that, way to fucking tidy it up. I always think that dating now is like, if you're in a big city, especially in like New York where there's more women than men, it's a lot like being...
Is that factual?
Yeah, there's more women than men in New York.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if I can verify that, but there's...
Yeah, I feel like you're just making shit up on this podcast.
I'm pretty positive.
There's more women than men in New York City. And
I'm pretty positive that...
Wind blows east to west.
It is an east to west city. Yeah, it is. But I'm pretty positive the women outnumber the men like pretty severely. I think it's like 60-40 or something.
Like a liberal arts college?
Yeah.
I never heard
of New York is one big liberal arts college.
I guess so.
Yeah, but it's a lot like dating now is like being, you know, that chef behind like the Harris Teeter counter who manages the rotisserie chickens?
Yes, but do you...
You know what I mean? You got to move these chickens up here so they don't burn. You got to turn these.
Your people know who Harris Teeter is?
I hope so. If you're listening to the pod right now and you know who fucking Harris Teeter is, you know that store, repost this motherfucker. I want to know.
Because New York's not a good grocery town.
No, it's not. What do we have here? We have Trader Joe's. That's the big one.
You have Trader Joe's. You have Whole Foods. Those are like the main like across the country like, yeah. grocery chains that you'll see.
But I've never shopped at Whole Foods, but I assume that by the time you get to the checkout, they're like, that's going to be $8,000.
It's about that. It's about that. Especially if you hit the food bar. It's a fucking scam.
Oh, really?
You weigh the food. It's
I did that once. Weight. By food bar, they charged me $20.
Yeah. I've had that shit. You start eating it out. Just weigh it again. No, there's no good chains here. Seafood, Sea Town, or whatever it's called. Key Food, Super Food Market. They're all bullshit.
What is the best grocery store chain? People will say Wegmans. That's what they'll tell you.
Some people say it depends on where you're at. Some people say Wegmans. Some people say Publix.
Publix sounds shitty.
No, Publix is great.
Is it? I loved Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter's great.
That was my joint.
Top tier. But a lot of people like Whole Foods too and Trader Joe's.
Yeah. What else is there?
It's a battle out here in these streets. It's a very like gentrified battle going on.
Yeah. Well, I feel like
throwing avocado grenades at one another for top supremacy of grocery chains.
How about these prices, motherfucker? Yeah. They're like targeting.
Harris Teeter, you could go in and get like. Remember they have deals where like 2 for $3. You buy like 2 juices, they give you 3 juices for free. Like literally in like 64 ounces.
And they had specials at the deli and shit. Mm-hmm. Be like Fridays, you get a fucking
footlong sub,
killer sub
it,
for
like,
$5.
Subway to shame.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's about time Subway just calls, just goes quietly into the night.
They should. I actually went in there the other day, like in a desperate move, just because like I was like I had to go. I was like on the way somewhere, so I had to like stop in and get just like a little quick thing to hold me over.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Dude, Subway is so, it's like they know that anybody going in there is in that desperate move headspace of like, I just need something.
It's so, it's like, it's fucking trash. They're horrible. Bottom tier of the chains for food, for
fast
sandwiches.
Food, yeah.
Sandwiches. Jersey Mike's.
I'm not a big fan of Jersey Mike's.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Jimmy
I'm
John's?
Not impressed. Jimmy John's is fine, but here's my thing. I like a hot sandwich. I don't
like some hot meat.
Yeah, I'm not so much in that cold turkey range. You know what I mean? I just feel like I could do better.
Quitters, you ain't getting a quitter sandwich. What's your hot sandwich order?
It depends. I like to keep it loose. You know what I mean? One day I might do something with a. But my favorite sandwich, if I'm going nuts,
that was not an answer.
No, but I'll tell you right now. I'll get a chicken cutlet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I want extra pepper jack cheese on that motherfucker.
Okay,
I want lettuce, tomato, mayo, and chipotle mayo.
And maybe lettuce, tomato, mayo, and chipotle.
And chipotle mayo.
A real saucy sandwich.
Little hot sauce, and we got something beautiful.
I'm supposed to be the gay one, and you over here saucing up your sandwich with extra mayo.
We talking about food here. You know,
sandwich
what I mean?
Over
you
here.
Know what I mean?
Yo, what?
Just give me a jar of mayo and a piece of bread. I'll
you
take
can
care
eat,
of it.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
You can fucking eat.
You had a diner hang with me the other night.
We live went to the diner, yo, and fucking, yo, this dude, you had a whole plate of nachos.
Yeah.
That was the warm up. And then they brought out a burger, like a whole fucking like calf, like a whole cow chest.
My body just had a flashback.
How was that next morning?
Dude,
that was impressive.
I ate a lot, but I was I don't think I had dinner that night. Yeah, so I was like pretty hungry. But that night, I don't know if you've ever had a night where I was with the homegirl and I was like, I am too fucking bloated to fuck you right now. I'm like,
yeah,
I needed a minute, like I needed an hour to kind of cool off and like let the fucking swelling go down, you know.
You usually do that after the fuck. I'm that way. I'm post fuck meal, so I will you know, we'll hook up or whatever, and then sometimes even if I don't finish in the hookup, it's like, all right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
And then
why would you not finish?
Because I like to make sure the other person's, like, well taken care of.
Yeah.
And I like to keep the experience going. I'm serious. I like to keep the experience going.
I'm the same way, but, like, that's like I always come last.
Yeah, same here. But yeah. I like to do no come, eat a sandwich thing.
You take a sandwich in between. That is the ultimate edging.
Yeah.
Right there. It's like, oh, I'm about to come. Give me a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take a break. I'm like, all right. Because, like, I put in work, and then it's like, all right.
Yeah.
He's tired. I'm tired. He is in my dick.
Yeah.
That's what I call my dick. I say he. And then you know, she chills for a bit, and I get some food, order some food, you know, take 30 to 45 minutes, and it's like, all right, round two, now let's finish up.
Yeah, usually with me, the sexual process is like, we start watching a movie, I'll pull your tits out of your tank top, start sucking on them while we're watching the movie.
Wait, no, not even kissing up top.
No, we of course, but I figured that was assumed. You know, but actually yesterday I think it went straight to the titties. And then, you know, hot makeout. You know, get to bed, a little light massaging, you know what I'm saying? I usually start out by getting blown. Like this is what if I had it the ultimate way,
mm-hmm.
I would first get blown and then come.
Mm-hmm.
And then go down on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come. And then we fuck once my dick is hard again. Mm-hmm. Then we both come. That would be the ultimate way. That way we each get two. But what ends up always happening is I always go down on them. They come like fucking four times. Mm-hmm. And then we fuck and I come once.
This sounds so college.
Why? What's your process? You're eating a sandwich in the middle. You're fucking cooking ramen noodles and shit.
No. Not. I'm just saying the conversations. it's like it come four times. Like who? You have a mop on set? Your shit.
Yeah, we got cleaned up, baby.
Yeah, no, I try to keep it. I try to make sure they're satisfied first. So I'll.
But like here's the thing. Women get multiple orgasms. You get to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my favorite compliment in the world in bed is when a girl's like, I lost track of how many times I came. Because that to me is like.
It's never happened for you.
No, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to hear it. I think that would sound so nice.
It's on your vision board.
Yeah,
it's on your vision board. We have vision parties here.
Vision parties. No, but I had like that to me is the best compliment ever because it's like, okay, it makes me feel proud. It makes me feel like I'm doing a fucking good job.
Yeah.
Like men want to do a good fucking job. But where did it come
from?
Not
every man.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It has to come from a place. For me, it was the fact that I was a fat kid, insecure mm-hmm. about my dick, mm-hmm. didn't think it was going to be big enough. So I was like, I got to learn to eat pussy.
Yeah, that's very true. I think regardless of what you look like, you should learn to eat pussy.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a valuable skill to have.
I will say this. I've had a sore throat for 3 months. I think I got the Michael Douglas throat cancer. So you know what? Maybe don't eat so much pussy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You actually do have to be cognizant of that.
Yeah, I have probably eaten over 100 vaginas in my lifetime. So, I know. If anybody deserves the Michael Douglas pussy-eating cancer, it's me.
Whenever they find the new penicillin,
yeah,
it's going to come from your tongue. Like, you got so much petri dish DNA bacteria on your motherfucking tongue.
I mean, they're like, what killed Lev? I'm like, feminism. Equality killed me. Yeah. You try to be a good guy, you try to make them come. But
I'm a good goddamn man. And
yeah.
It killed me.
But you know what? I legit was having this fucking crazy sore throat mm-hmm. for the last like 2 months where like literally one side of my mouth would just fucking balloon. Like it would hurt to swallow. It felt like a fucking baseball's in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I started reading these like internet forums of like these people who have like the same shit. And this one dude.
It's all facts on the internet.
Yeah. But you know, everything ranged from like, oh, you're going to die to like, and then, but this one guy was like, I bought vitamin D pills. And that solved this for me. And everybody like downvoted him. They're like, fuck you. This isn't a joke. I went and bought vitamin D pills. It completely fixed it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel fucking tremendous. Because apparently if you don't, because I've been sleeping in so late and not getting sunlight. So when you're not getting fucking vitamin D, your immune system drops.
Yep.
And then one of the effects is you can start getting fucking sore throats and your lymph nodes swell up and all that shit. So vitamin D, people.
You got to go outside and get some fish oil too.
Yeah, I mean, my fucking schedule is like, well, what does fish oil do?
It gives you good omega-3s. It also has vitamin D in it. It helps your mood and your, you know, all that kind of shit. It's like very, very beneficial all around.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you get a good quality one. There's a lot of bullshit fish oils out there, but if you get a good quality one, that's...
Does it taste like fish?
No, you can, they know how shitty it is.
Yeah.
So like I get cod liver oil and it's lemon flavored or you can get orange flavored.
Okay.
And it's
liver
it's
oil.
Cod liver.
That sounds so gross.
Fish, cod liver.
Jesus.
Yeah. But it helps. You can really tell a difference when you take it.
Really? Like you just feel better?
You just feel better. You feel more at ease about things.
Do you think a part of that is a placebo of the, cause like.
No, cause I can tell when I'm taking it consistently versus when I kind of relax on it.
Yeah.
And just like. And memory too,
no
you
shit.
Know, like, cause I do like doing a lot of auditions lately and everything. Like,
yeah,
if I take it, like, it kind of helps me, you know, keep it in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
All right, fine, sold.
Yeah.
I'll take a bottle, Jack.
Dude, I'm big into that.
Can you imagine you're like a fish oil salesman?
Yeah, I got you right here.
Yeah, just pull out a shaky bottle.
I pull out a whole fish.
If you need more,
strain it.
Go to my website. Strain a whole fish. did you ever fish growing up? Because you grew up down south too.
All the time.
Yeah, me too.
My granddad fished every day.
Yeah.
And that's how we would hang out. Like me and him would go fishing like all the time. And my grandma's kind of a hoarder. And
I thought you were going to say whore.
Not a whore. I know this is that type of podcast, but my grandmother, she's a good lady. she's kind of a hoarder, and me and my granddad used to go fishing all the time. And of course,
what's your grandma's body count?
How the fuck would I know that?
Call her up. Call her up. Let's
no
get her
clue.
On the pod.
But we would go out, and I always, you know, assumed it was because like he loves fishing, and it was bonding. But then, like, as I grew up, I realized maybe also a big part of it was he just wanted to get out of the house away from that hoarding shit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, like, we didn't really keep the fish either. We would throw them back.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not bringing something else in the house. Like, why can't we keep the fish? He's like, because somebody in this house has to be able to throw some shit away.
Yeah. Like, dude, and if you think about it, being out, like, on the lake fishing is the exact opposite of being in a hoarding house.
Yeah.
It's just
empty, it's peaceful.
Space and freedom.
Space, yeah.
Dude,
you used to fish a lot?
Oh, my God. I loved it. I loved it so much. I used to in my neighborhood there was like a lake right by us, and then there was Jordan Lake not far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when I was with my dad got me into it. I started fishing a bunch, and like me and my friend Hayden, we would drive up to the fucking lake at like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Me and him, and we'd be holding all of our shit, a baseball bat, fucking fishing rods.
A baseball bat.
Yeah, just in case. It was like 5 a.m, you're in the fucking woods, you know what I mean? Okay. So it's like, you don't know what the fuck is going down. Yeah. So, and literally, it's pitch black outside, and we're going to get to the dock to go fucking start fishing, you know? Mm-hmm. And one day, we start fishing, and immediately, I pull in like a huge bass.
Yeah.
And I'm going, what the fuck are we going to do with it? And I was like, we should eat these motherfuckers.
Thought you were going to beat it with a bat.
Well, you do. You actually hit the fish with the bat on the top of the head as soon as you catch it, and it just knocks it out cold. It kills it.
Or you could just leave it out the water for a little bit.
Yeah, but then it's like suffocating to death.
You just throw it in the cooler.
Why make it suffocate? It's actually more humane. Just bam, it's over. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
Because otherwise it's going to like, what would you rather do? You'd rather suffocate to death? They last like fucking 5 minutes out there. Like, that's
I mean,
a
we
slow.
We just always just threw them in the cooler.
Yeah, like, no, you gotta kill them first. It's humane. You got to fucking just slap them on the head one time with a bat. Boom, done. That way there's no, you know, it's over. But I called this one. I was like, what the fuck are we going to do? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, go buy a fucking cooler right now.
Yeah.
And he sprinted to get to the, it was a hot day. So you don't want fucking fish dying out.
Yeah.
So he fucking sprinted to the store, rent a cooler, ran all the way back. He probably ran like 3 miles with a fucking gigantic Jesus. Cooler, filled it with ice, brought it back. I put the fucking, within like 20 minutes, we caught like 6 huge bass,
damn,
threw them in the cooler. Took
this was in Jordan Lake?
No, this was in Apex, like right next to my house.
Okay.
And then went to his house, fucking, we set up his kitchen like an episode of Dexter. We put fucking, mm-hmm, like trash bags everywhere, plastic all over.
Did y'all know how to skin fish, though?
We learned.
I'm sure it was very messy. Fish was probably a tester fish.
It was messy, yeah. But I learned, I had my own filleting knife. Like, I was fucking.
Did you have a good knife?
Yeah, I was in that shit, man. I fucking, I learned how to do it, you know?
Could you do that again if we went fishing?
Yeah, I could.
You could fillet a fish.
I might have to just quickly watch like a 3-minute YouTube just to refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely.
It's so funny, like how YouTube now is like you can like get real educational shit.
Yeah.
But you got to know. It also isn't just watch it and you can do it. It's got to be the person's got to know what they're doing a little bit.
Yeah, dude, I feel confident I could catch and milk a poisonous snake from YouTube.
That's just called masturbating. That's what you do every night.
You goddamn right, baby.
Milk this poisonous snake.
No, but you know what I mean. Like you watch like a YouTube. Like I watch like a YouTube video. Like how do they get? How do they come up with anti-venom?
I would not be. You are not. You would not be able to fucking milk a poisonous
dude,
snake.
Dude, I watched a guy on World Star Hip Hop catch a viper. I saw the way that he did it. I saw the way this guy got a cobra. He put his hand behind its head where
World
he can't
Star
see.
Hip Hop.
Yes.
You saw this on World Star
I saw
Hip-Hop.
This on World Star.
White people are taking over World Star Hip Hop.
A dude yelled out World Star as he grabbed a cobra by the back of the head and locked it down. I feel pretty confident I could do it. I don't think I ever would because I don't fuck with snakes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I got bit by a poisonous snake one time. Swear to God, I was in the hospital.
What kind?
This was at Jordan Lake, actually. I don't know what it was, but something snapped out of the water, bit me.
Copperhead?
I don't know what the fuck it was. It was underwater.
Or a cottonmouth.
Something like that, yeah. And I went to the hospital, and they were like, you got lucky, motherfucker. They were like, definitely a snake definitely bit you. And they were like,
a snake definitely bit you.
And they're like,
two holes right here. Who sucked it out? Who sucked that poison out of you, baby?
They said 30% of the time, it's a dry bite. When they're like, where the snake doesn't have time to, it's just like a warning. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, you got lucky, motherfucker. And that was it. I would have probably been dead because it took us forever to get to the goddamn hospital.
Where'd it bite you?
Right on the belly button, actually.
On your belly button? What the fuck were you doing at Jordan Lake?
I was, we used to jet ski over there and shit. You know, we jump hot day, jump into the water.
Oh, so you were in the water.
In the water, yeah.
And the snake was in the water.
In the water.
See, I'm sitting here thinking you're on land. The snake was in the water, popped up, and it may have got your like ankle.
Nah,
or something
nah.
Like that.
What do you think? I was belly dancing with the motherfucker.
That's what I was wondering. Like, what's going on with the? What you truffle shuffling, playing with this snake, and it bit you on the belly button.
Dude, I fuck it to this day.
I know you kept a little cream cheese in your belly button back in the day. Snake was like, let me get a bite of that shit.
We can smoke salmon.
Yeah. Let's get some lox in there. You got snake. You got some bass in there.
Snake. It's like, damn, motherfucker, you got some smoked fish in there, motherfucker.
You got some smoked fish in there. That's good eating.
Man, I ain't even trying to fuck with you, man. I was just trying to get that. But yeah, no, to this day, I will not swim in a lake.
I wouldn't either. I've done it a couple times back in the day, but you know, as you get older, your mortality comes more to the forefront of your.
Dude, I don't fuck with lakes, man. I don't fuck with them anymore.
Oceans?
Here's the problem with an ocean is it almost feels even worse. Because like an ocean, you can see what's about to eat you. Because the water is like typically clear.
Where? Which oceans you going to? Not the ones from North Carolina. Wilmington, those are, you know, you can't see those shits. But if you're going like fucking Instagram Island.
Dude, the problem with.
Yeah, you can see.
Instagram.
You can see the.
That's hilarious.
The water. You can
so they're
see
doing
the
fire
water.
Festivals, Instagram Island.
Yeah, if you're doing old thirst trap, you know, lagoon, then yeah, you can see the clear water.
That's
where
so
are you,
funny.
Where are you women finding these fucking lagoons of
no,
clear water?
No, I was on Epstein's Island and the water was. It's all Fiji water.
Yeah.
It's an artificial. No, here, the problem with an ocean is anything that touches your foot.
Is dangerous.
Yeah, you just immediately go, oh no.
Yeah.
Like that feeling is like, oh shit.
Yeah, the ocean's a problem because things from the depths can wash up to this shore.
Yeah.
And then also, the ocean can just take you. The ocean can just today be like, all right.
You're
coming with us. Like, you're like, I need a donation, sacrifice. We got, you know, and then it just drags you out there. And then that's it. You just gone. You just.
Dude, one time I went. To the beach with my parents. Those fucking sharks were like circling around where my folks were at. And they like literally my parents were out in the water. Yeah, sharks started circling them. And my mom was like about to freak the fuck out. My dad goes, just don't move. Do not fucking move. Just chill out. And they fucking went and minded their own business. And then they had to swim back. But literally the whole beach like stopped. Like everybody stopped. Lifeguards are breaking out of the water.
Like bull sharks?
I don't know what the fuck they were. They were deep, man. They were like probably 50 feet, 50 yards out.
Oh, your parents were?
Yeah.
Did they
yeah.
swim that far out?
Yeah.
See, that's that white people shit.
I know. It's fucking crazy.
Black
to
people, we barely, like, you still keep the t-shirt on. You keep the whole outfit.
Shark ain't gonna fuck with you. You got a Biggie shirt on.
You drove up into the beach, you're in the water, and they're like, man, I can't unwrap all this shit. I can't get through this packaging. I ain't about to.
Why is that? Why do you swim in the shirt?
Because it's just I think like black people just have like a cautiousness about us.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, however we can protect ourselves.
What do you think this shirt is going to do?
Hey, I don't know, bro. But like, it would weigh you down. Because like, I've seen black people on the ocean with like jeans on, like full jeans.
Really?
Like 2002 size like baggy jeans and like in the water.
My homie tried to bite me in these. That shit.
Right. And then just like a t-shirt.
I've never seen that in my life. That's wild.
I've seen it, bro.
That is fucking wild. I can't imagine swimming in jeans. I feel like that'd be so uncomfortable.
Because that's the thing. We're not going out swimming. It's like we're just like, like waist deep about maybe.
Wow.
Like you can still stand on the sand.
See, that's like as far as I'll go. I'll go around that area.
Yeah, once you start like getting to where it's like you have to like tread water.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you know, rein it in a little bit.
Yeah, because also like there's like plants under there and those vines and shit. And I just genuinely feel like every one of those things is something that's going to fucking eat me. Or like a jellyfish or some shit, man. The ocean is terrifying. We don't even know like 97% of what's under that motherfucker.
I know. And you like watch like a documentary, like a nature documentary.
Yeah.
And it's like they show you like what's out there.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, these ugly motherfucking things are hanging. It's like the remnants of the club, like 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's
when
hilarious.
It's like people hanging around. That's just hilarious. Like, who's left? And it's just like all the hot people are gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're already all fucking. But then it's just like the night fighters left.
Yeah.
Like, there's some stragglers. Who's drunk enough?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what the depths of the ocean, long teeth.
That's hilarious. That's, oh my God. That's you got to do a bit about that. That's fucking funny.
Fuck the ocean, man. I mean, I'm enamored by the ocean. Ocean and space, I'm both like mystified by.
Yeah.
But they also scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. To me, the ocean and space are kind of the same thing of just like this undiscovered, gigantic, like, yeah, what if, like, if you go to the bottom of the ocean, man, Mm-hmm. You're like in space now.
Yeah.
What if it's
connected?
But
you're not gonna like it. You're not gonna like it. Would you scuba dive?
Ooh. Depends, man. We'd have to give that fucking water a shark test.
Oh, well, it's 100% gonna have sharks in it.
Yeah, then fuck that.
I mean, it's the ocean.
Technically.
How many sharks are there even? Like, how
common
are
sharks? I don't know. We
need
to ask Leonardo DiCaprio because apparently he's been keeping a track of this shit with the sharks.
He's got a personal count.
Him, Joaquin Phoenix, and whoever else like accepts awards and decides that they're going to do this David Attenborough Planet Earth speech.
Yeah.
And they just go up there and like, the world is a mysterious place.
Yeah.
And we are destroying it. It's like, nigga, just take your award.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
just
yeah.
take like I appreciate that you care and everything. Somebody has to care.
Yeah,
but fuck, like you act, you pretend, you're playing pretend.
Yeah,
and I want to act myself. But it's like at the end of the day,
you know what the fucked up part?
You're playing make believe. You're playing house.
Yeah, but literally in 3 years, if you're winning an award, you're gonna be up there like, listen, we gotta explore space. Take your omega 3s. No. Get a good fish oil.
Dude, I'm so anti moving to Mars. Like, I'm not gonna.
Apparently,
be that.
It's the only way.
That person that goes up there and says we have to get our shit together and you know move to Mars and look at like.
Elon Musk says if we don't get to Mars, if we don't figure out how to get there in our lifetime, it's going to be over.
Our lifetime is always over. We're always going to be over. We're always going to die.
No, but like the sake of humanity may not survive on, because this Earth will eventually become uninhabitable.
For sure. I understand that.
You know?
And I'm all for, you know, fixing climate change and all that shit. But
I'm gonna have to edit that out. We all know that Jordan Fisher is a devout anti-climate change.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? How there's these people that don't believe in climate change, and then there's these people that like believe the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
The flat earthers are strange to me. One,
are there any real flat earthers out there?
Dude, there's basketball players that are flat earthers. Where I'm like, nigga, you play with a ball. Like. That's what the earth is a ball. Like, how hilarious. Is this not a understood concept to you? And then, if the earth was flat, don't you think maybe once in a while there'd be a news story where today somebody fell off the face of the fucking earth?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't ever happen. Like, you look at local news every day, somebody, like, 35 minutes of the news is death.
And but what would be the
house
point?
Caught on fire. This person got shot. This school burned down. And then not at one point and be like, and today another person fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. But what would be the point of lying about the earth being flat is the thing. Like if it wasn't, like, why would they lie? You know, it'd be like, yeah, it's totally not flat. It's a sphere. Like, what would be the advantage to it? There's no reason for it.
I don't even know.
I do think that the earth is flat. But but so is your mama.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
God.
Hey,
I think we've got it too good now.
Yeah,
I think we've got it so good.
Well,
that
listen,
we've
there's always
circle.
Gonna be fucking idiots. Don't use terms like full circle around me. I'm a flat earther. but there's always gonna be idiots that believe in whatever.
We
like
these very round concepts.
Yeah. Hey, you leave that fucking spherical shit outside the house.
You know what? I'm just going to ball up this whole idea and throw it in the trash.
Hey! just like, that'd be like Flat Earth's dad.
Yeah.
Be a funny character. Yeah, no, but there's always like at any given time. I mean, like what? The KKK is like 16,000 active members, which is like, it's a tiny number.
You got the numbers.
Yeah, I just joined.
You got the card?
I got it's number 16.
It's like I'm on the Reddit, you know, I know the stats.
But no, I like, you know, I'm an informed guy.
You think the KKK has like their own fantasy league?
Of what, like NBA?
No, just like of them. Just like racist fantasy.
You get to pick 10 people for a cross burden.
Right, yeah.
All time, dead or alive. Yeah, who you got?
They think like, you know, every season's like, all right, it's rally season. And then it's like they draft.
They're like,
racist
I got
people.
Milton Hughes. It's
like, I got Trump. I got fucking Mitch McConnell. It's like,
oh,
we
that's
got,
funny.
We got, you know, goddamn Jason.
That's fine.
At least three houses down.
I thought you meant like they have their fantasy league of NBA players, and they only pick the 10 NBA players in the whole NBA, the white guys.
They pick the 3-point shooters, the fundamentals, yeah. The finger rolls, and 3-point shooters.
One
guys,
of them like risks
dunks.
It and has Kobe in his league.
Oh God, Jesus!
I actually just showed a girl the other night the that old Chappelle Show Clayton Bigsby sketch.
She had never seen it.
Never seen it.
You got it, man.
I couldn't believe it. If you're a young lady out there and you have not watched the Chappelle Show Black Klansman Clayton Bigsby sketch, fucking watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you're. I feel like you're messing with people that are too young.
If
she don't know the Chappelle Show, she's too young for you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, she was 12, but you know, you expect them to
be culturally diverse.
Yeah, no, fucking. That shit was so goddamn funny though. Chappelle's Show just had these like peak moments of
it's
comedy.
Classic.
Yeah,
it's fucking classic.
But the best joke in that whole sketch is the last joke when he gets when he leaves his wife.
Oh yes, of course.
That's the best fucking joke in the whole thing.
Of course.
But man, we covered a lot today, dude. Fucking the Earth being flat. We covered the ocean. That shit deep.
That shit deep. That shit deep. That shit wet.
We call my girl the ocean. Yo.
Deep, there are lyrics like
deep, wet, and loose, baby. Infinite.
Wet like an ocean. That's Daniel Caesar right there.
Is it? Which song is that?
That's on the Free Nationals album. You be listening to Free Nationals?
I listened to his last record.
Anderson Paak?
No. Are you talking about Pac or?
Anderson Paak is. Okay.
Daniel Caesar's on it?
No. Anderson Paak has his band, the Free Nationals.
Yeah.
So the Free Nationals just released their own album. Daniel Caesar is like on one of the opening.
Oh,
tracks.
Really?
So
is it good?
It's great, man.
Okay. I like Daniel Caesar.
Can you get some fucking music?
I usually fuck to D'Angelo.
Really?
Yeah.
Which we talking?
Brown Sugar.
I want some of your brown sugar.
Dude, but like that.
Brown sugar, bang.
By the time shit damn.
High off your love, don't know how to behave.
I fucking that love shit. D'Angelo, dude.
We gotta pull up your guitar and fucking.
That's what I'm about to start learning, some D'Angelo joints.
Really?
Fucking like
some funk.
When shit damn motherfucker comes on, I'm like, oh, I love that fucking song.
Well, it's got a little soul in them,
all
right?
Yeah. No, dude, that's all I listen to is that kind of shit, man. I like.
You do actually have good music taste.
Yeah.
I've seen from like, you know, the screenshots.
My Instagram stories.
On, like Instagram stories and stuff. I'm like, okay, Lev knows some shit.
Yeah, I take a lot of pride. Listen, man, like all fucking musical culture for the most part is taken from black people. Yep. And like if you grew up with an older brother, mm-hmm. like who it's like you kind of very early on start listening to black music mm-hmm. and Eminem. Like that's
in your household. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. Like literally I was like fucking 8 years old listening to like, you know, like Bone Thugs and like shit like that on my brother's iPod.
Right.
Like that you always wanted to listen to what your older brother was hearing. And like, so that's how it was. And like, but where I kind of branched out was I started listening to like jazzy stuff and like blues
old
and
soul and shit.
Yeah. Like I love the only kind of music I like is music that stays timeless.
Yeah.
Like if I'm listening to a song and it might sound good right now, but the problem is my body goes, but is this going to be a timeless song that I can listen to it 30 times over and over and I'll still love it.
Who do you think right now out of, you know, the music that we're growing up with and that is
the contemporaries?
Out, contemporaries. Who do you think will be one of those timeless people?
Will have sticking power?
Yeah, a couple. Like who are some timeless artists you feel that we have?
You know what I think Drake is going to go down as one of the goats of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kendrick will as well.
Yeah.
I think you know what the problem with me is though is that I don't listen to enough of what's happening now.
Yeah.
To really know. Because like who's the girl who just opened up the Oscars?
Oh, Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. So for example, I'm sleeping on her. I still haven't heard her shit.
She's good.
And I don't know if somebody like that has that kind of sticking power that's going to be 100 years.
I think she might, but she doesn't I don't know how much radios she gets.
Yeah.
But she's got some good shit. She's
like to
talented.
Me the bar is like, are you Erykah Badu?
Right.
Are you Lauryn Hill? Like that level of when you put this shit on 40 years later, even
exactly.
It's gonna sound
still bumps.
Still not even bump, but it's gonna hit you
in
a place where you're like, oh, that is music. You know what I mean?
I think Anderson Paak will do that. I think Kendrick.
I don't think Paak will do that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I think he's got some good shit because like
people, like, because even when people don't know who he is,
yeah,
and they play like stuff off of like Malibu and things like yeah. that.
Well, Malibu, like, Malibu people, bumps front to back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think he'll he has at least one in his pocket. I think Bruno will do that.
I hope not, dude. I fucking hate what? Bruno Mars.
You're
I hate Bruno Mars.
Wow.
What is that fucking song? I just hate his sound. It's really? So high up there. It's so brassy. It's so showboaty.
Dude, Bruno's the truth. I think Justin will be another timeless person.
Who, Timberlake?
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the just argument for that.
Sure.
I can see the argument
dude,
for that.
Dude, people are always going to play Rock Your Body.
Ain't nothing. Like, what is that?
Which one? Was that
what?
One?
What's that? Was it? Ain't nobody that can take you from my love.
Oh, my love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got. I mean, Timberland brought the best out of him, too, though.
And Pharrell, too.
Yeah.
Pharrell produced Justified.
But Pharrell doesn't get a lot of credit for a lot of the shit he does, like Nerd and like.
Pharrell's going to be a timeless artist. Just Pharrell as a songwriter alone will be a timeless artist.
Yeah. I mean, you told me Happy is your favorite song, right?
That I did not. There's a lot of lies.
I think you told me that when you were coming out.
This podcast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lies coming out.
I don't know. Who else would have sticking power right now? I'd have to think. I think Frank Ocean is going to go down as
You go to bat for Frank Ocean.
Yeah, I like Frank a lot.
You really go to bat for Frank Ocean. I like Frank for sure. I just don't think Blonde is the number one album of the decade like it was voted by, what was it, OK Player, whoever it was.
That's one of my absolute favorite and most impactful albums I ever had in my life.
That's a cry in the shower album.
Yeah, for sure. But I'll tell you, I have like so many memories, like a year's worth of memories attached to that album. Like when I think of that record.
Who hurt you in that album?
A lot of people, man. A lot of people fuck with me, man.
I feel like there's a lot of pain attached to that album for you.
No, I have times in that album. Like I remember the first time I heard it, I was literally having sex with this girl.
This is the first time?
Yeah, and I played it. And
I'm supposed to be the gay one, and you over here fucking Frank Ocean.
Well, it was so, the album was so like ear-catching and different. That she couldn't focus, and like me too, it was distracting me sonically. So like we had to change the music while having sex. That's like it was like that. And then, you know, and then I went a real sad boy phase. I would only listen to that shit.
I remember your sad boy phase.
Yeah, while missing an ex, I dyed my fucking hair blonde.
Your hair was taking a lot of like looking longingly into the camera photos.
Yep.
Sad face.
Oh, to be young again. and then I also have like. A memory of like while that album's playing, like literally in a pool in Long Island, like at night, just candles in the water, like
Long
pure,
Island,
pure romance. It was me and an ex girlfriend of mine just in the pool, like having a fucking night, you know.
That's so funny that
while drinking wine, I literally threw her over my shoulder, carried her into the house. Like
it's very funny that you're playing this album in Long Island. Just to think of it.
Yeah, it's the first time
pool
it was done.
In Long Island. And I can't even picture the pool not being above ground
pool. No, it was a good in-ground pool.
I feel like it's good. An above ground pool, and you've lit some Yankee candles, three Yankee candles, big full-size ones, just to try to seem romantic and put them in the pool to float in there.
No, it was a proper pool.
And some fucking fat dude holding an Italian meatball sub.
Turn that shit out over there.
Over there, where you playing?
You either play the three tenors or you fuck
music.
Off.
Play Frank, play Sinatra. You're playing the wrong Frank.
Yeah. No, I think Frankie will go down as one of the greats in the genre.
And Kanye.
Kanye, yeah. But you know what's funny? He's like, I'm glad that we kind of just left Kanye to go do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah, he's doing his cult thing.
Yeah.
Whenever you wear full one piece like Carhartts or whatever.
Yeah.
Like and you like a couple of your friends start wearing them too. It's like you're starting a cult.
Well,
like,
are you seeing
when you
these...
start wearing the matching things? It's like all right. Here
yeah,
we go.
He's gone full LA.
Yeah.
Are you seeing these like he's doing these like Broadway opera shows now? That's what he's
really?
Doing. Yeah, he's like he's dressed up in full silver doing like terrible operas. Like
no, that was for the Met Gala.
No, he's done like 10 of them.
Or whatever.
He's literally done like 10 of them. Like, it's like 3 hour long operas, like retellings of like biblical stories and shit. And like, it's apparently it's dog shit. Like, critics went and were like, this fucking sucks.
It's
like,
strange, dude.
Kanye is a genius and a fucking idiot at the same time.
Well, I guess like to get to the genius, you have to go through like that's you know, you get to take your risk, I guess. But he's a strange dude.
But the funniest shit to me was when he said he got liposuction because people on the internet were calling him fat.
I mean,
It's funny, but I get it. You know, he's going through all that mental you know, anguish and depression. He's on Lexapro, off Lexapro.
Yeah.
He's like one of the biggest stars to ever exist. And you know, the internet is still like hell. I'm sure you get like YouTube comments, and we're just you know,
yeah.
We're still regular functioning members of society.
Yeah.
And you get a YouTube comment, and it make you be like, ah, really? Damn.
Yeah.
But then,
imagine on a scale of a million people went, this guy sucks.
And they like shit on your wife all the time too.
Yeah.
And, like your music and your art.
I would think your only choice then is to just like, you have to just not have the internet on your phone.
Man, that's hard.
You know?
For him to be going like full operas is an odd thing, because that's not generally like, because all rappers get into it to get out of it.
Yeah.
Ludacris has been in 8 Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
Ice Cube, Are We There Yet and shit. Snoop Dogg's cooking with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Like, and Kanye's like, and I'm going to do operas.
He just went the wrong way.
Yeah, it's like, hold up, play it. What? That's what we're doing now? I just find it interesting. I'd honestly like to know, like, which rappers, the dead rappers that we've lost, like Biggie,
and,
you know, Pac and them, like,
what they would be doing. Yeah.
Because nobody from that era is rapping
now. I think Pac would be directing.
Pac would be directing. He'd be a full-blown actor. He'd be, like, a creator. He'd have, like a bunch of shows on NBC or whatever.
Yeah.
Biggie, I think, would have.
Like Pac would have wrote Black-ish.
Yeah. Something
like honestly, some shit like that, honestly. Yeah.
And then Biggie, I feel like, would have, like, a HGTV, like, cooking.
Well, I noticed that the fat rappers, they always have the worst careers after rap.
Like who?
Like, there's a lot of rappers, like, get mad fat, and then they're, like, selling t-shirts.
Yeah, they're just not doing anything.
Yeah, nothing. So I don't know,
doing like Remember When tours.
Biggie would be doing a master class right now on rapping.
I think Biggie would be doing like, I think he'd have a cooking show, bro.
Yeah, maybe he'd be like Action Bronson almost. I think
he'd have like a cool like cooking show.
Yeah.
Ugh. because Rick Ross has Wingstop.
Yeah,
Rick Ross is getting out of it too.
Oh man, and everybody on the outside is just like, I want to rap. I want to get into
you
rap.
Get in to get out.
Yeah.
Any entertainer, you get in to get out. Comedians, we get in, go act.
Well, stand up. I think with stand ups though, like I could never see a day where I don't want to do stand up.
Yeah, I feel like you say that, and then you start making real money.
No, but I'm telling you, dude, elsewhere. I have acted. Like acting sucks.
You acted one thing.
I acted a couple things. Acting sucks. It's waiting around. It's sitting in a fucking trailer. There's nothing that beats stand up, dude.
I get it.
I want to be 70 and still putting out specials. Like, that's.
Hey, you ever notice?
My balls hurt.
Yeah, pull your balls out of your socks.
Let's jump into an email or two real quick. If you have an email, send it to the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. You already know, we already gave you a mad flavorful episode. We talked about it all, baby. We talked about motherfucking space. Talked about your pussy.
The wilder.
but yeah, this email is called Ed. So share the episode online. Leave a 5-star rating. And if you have an email, email to yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. This one's called Rejected by My Boyfriend. Hmm. I wanted to read this with you because you were in a relationship, and I wanted to see if you had some input. But she goes, hey, Lev, want to know your input on this issue my boyfriend and I have been having. We've been together for almost 6 years, and sex has been...
6 years, daddy.
6 years, papa. Sex has been amazing until maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago. My man prioritizes work and school above all else, which I find very admirable. That's how you know a butt is coming.
It turns me on.
But it has gotten to the point that he will push aside time and sex with me to work on projects.
No.
The times I try to initiate anything, he either rejects me completely or tells me to wait a few hours until he's available or in the mood. So I have stopped initiating. I've had many conversations with him about how this shit pisses me off and it sort of fucked up my self-esteem, but the message just doesn't get through to him. What other things can I do to knock some sense into him? Love the show. You're dope. Lots of love from Quebec.
Ooh.
What do you think? Because I've had the opposite in more like my first relationship. Mm-hmm. Once you start feeling like you're getting sexually rejected by your partner, it is so disheartening and flattening. It's like you start to question, like, is this person even attracted to me?
Right.
Like, it's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, and this is 2.5 years of that.
Yeah, well, it looks like a year and a half to 2 years. Yeah,
it's been amazing until maybe a year and a half to 2 years. Yeah, that's a long time to put up with.
Have you ever had that in a relationship?
No, I don't think so. No.
Why do you think that is?
I just think, like,
was it because there's relationships with men?
No, goddammit. I don't have relationships with men. No, I just
really, because you look like you have a relationship with men.
I ain't never done that ever. No, you know what? I think this is gonna be hard for her. I understand, like, she wants to have sex and you want to connect with your partner and all that kind of shit. And I'd honestly like to know what she said to him and what he said to her, and honestly what he does.
Yeah,
because it's stressful to have work and school going on at the same time, and then to have that stress and then try to it's on your mind and you're trying to get into the mood or whatever, but it's also dude, I gotta meet these deadlines or else I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And especially if y'all have been together for 6 years, it seems like they're in a partnership that's gonna grow into possibly a lifelong
thing. Right. But I also have time. Last night I was literally with a chick and I told her, I was like, listen, I'm horny, but I'm also really fucking tired. I was like, yeah. I could also just go to sleep right now.
Yeah.
I have that too. You know, I had three shows that night. I was like, I could. And then I was like, let's just cuddle and see what happens.
Yeah,
you know?
that's a lot. I mean, I understand that. Yeah, that's plenty of people.
I also think after 6 years together, you just can't expect him to have the same kind of, I can't wait to fuck you. Because, men, our brains want new stimulation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to figure out a way to stimulate his brain in a new way. Because, it's a different thing for men. We want, our brain is wired to go, I want to see new tits, new ad. That's it. So, you have to either spice it up.
I think the internet made it that way.
I don't think so. I think prehistorically.
But I think the internet made it worse.
Sure, for sure, because you're constantly being bombarded by fuck. I mean, if you go on any porn site, it's just
it's, even if it's that or Instagram or, you know, if you're on dating apps or whatever, assuming they're not. But, I feel for this girl because she says she's getting her self-esteem fucked up, but it's maybe she just has to have a real heart-to-heart. And also, too, it could be worse. I feel like this guy should take a little bit of notes from him and be like, all right, my girl actually wants to have sex with me. Because she could not want to have sex.
But what if he's literally just he's that feeling that we've all had of, he's just he's fucking tired. He's not horny. He's in a wave. You know, it's waves up and down. Yeah. Sometimes I'm a real slut. Yeah. Other times I don't even fucking care.
Maybe you might want to ask him what's going on outside of the actual sex. Because a lot of times it's a seed that you don't understand that's, grown into something else. And then sex is just the byproduct of that problem.
Yeah.
So you might want to have a conversation with him. And maybe I'll just need to just have a talk one night just about what's going on. Just catch up, legit catch up on what's going on with your lives. Because, you come home and you talk about your day or whatever. Oh, this is fine. This was bad. Blah, blah. But really catch up what's going on with each other mentally.
Yeah.
And then you might. It might spark that, thing again where it's okay.
Yeah.
We need to connect physically now.
Or put on some very sexy lingerie. Put on a little something crazy. You know what I mean? Walk out and walk outside with it. Walk around.
Put on a six-pack. You know, those six-pack rings.
Plastic six-pack abs.
Plastic six-pack rings. Just throw that on your that on your nipples.
Also, maybe get a vibrator. So when this guy's fucking...
They have a vibrator.
Yeah, but when this guy's completely dead and he doesn't want to do anything, make yourself come. You know? Let him hear you moaning from the other room. I'm sure I have a feeling he'll want to join in.
No, he's going to be like, can you pipe down in there? I'm trying to get these assessments done. Turn on your vibrator and press it right on the back.
I would say have a talk. I would also maybe say set some goals together, being like, let's at least try to bang twice a week. Let's, I got needs too, homie.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. People be forgetting women have needs too, man. It's not just guys that want to fuck.
Yeah. Let's. This next email is called "Is blowjob one or two words?"
We getting into grammar.
But
we talking about grammar.
She goes, "What's up, daddy? I'm new to the pod. Just want to let you know that I found you on Instagram. Whatever. What makes a good blowjob? What does a man like? What are your favorite things?
That's easy.
What's your favorite thing when you're giving a blowjob?
First off, enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Act like you care about it.
The most important thing always. I had this girl one time, she would hold my dick against her face and smell it and lick it and just look like she was just appreciative of it, you know? It made me feel so good.
Oh my god. Yeah, I can understand that. Enthusiasm,
fucking okay. Look.
Look, ho.
It's gotta be. I don't think some people understand like how crucial lubrication wetness is when it comes to oral.
Yeah.
I really don't.
You lube up your ass?
No, I don't lube up my ass, you fuck shit.
From the beginning to the end of the episode.
You ever have a girl eat your ass?
I've had girls want to, but I never let it happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I think now I'm at a place where I would.
I'm not sure. I just don't trust my own asshole enough to allow.
Oh, I trust my asshole. I have a phenomenally clean asshole. You heard my wiping process. I talked to you about this.
So in depth.
Yeah, it's in depth, babe.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
You're the reason the Amazon's burning down. All that wasted paper.
It's worth it.
Enthusiasm, wetness, but like seriously, like, okay, a lot of times, like, have water on deck.
Yeah.
Like, have water.
Have
on
a
deck.
Sandwich.
Have water there. Like, drink water before, hydrate before, because you're going to need. It's
need that saliva.
You need saliva, and it's gonna, like, your mouth is, you're gonna have to re-lubricate throughout.
Yeah.
So like, have that there.
Maybe
also,
a flavored lube too.
I don't need actual lube. Why do I need you to have flavored lube? But, I'm not tasting it.
Yeah,
you're
but you're
the one sucking my dick.
Yeah, but for her, like, at one time I was hooking up with this girl. We had
That's
this
gimmick
strawberry-ish lube.
That's a gimmick.
But when you use it for oral.
Bro, imagine if you were about to go down on a girl,
yeah,
and you pulled out some Oreo flavored lube for her pussy, and she's like, "What's that?" And you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna put some Oreo flavored lube on your pussy, just in case it tastes like shit." Like, you don't think she'd be offended? Like,
I don't think you would approach it with that kind of energy.
Yeah, but like, it's like, yo, like, I feel.
I think
feel
you go
like
I get this flavored lube. No, we should try this.
No, I feel like, you know, like. Men have this suggestion like, oh, have this flavored lube so you can taste my dick and it tastes good for you. But it's like, if we were to give, like, put flavored lube on their privates, it would be like an offensive thing. They'd be like, oh, you think I'm not, like, clean?
No, that's not what it is.
You don't think I taste good?
It's not like it's, like, antimicrobial. You know what I mean? It's just
like. It's like, oh, you don't want to taste how I am naturally?
Yeah.
And I rather would, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really give a fuck either way, you know? But
I don't want peanut butter puss.
You're thinking of the complete wrong market of flavors. They're all fresh fruits. They're always like strawberry. You're going like milkshake flavors.
The bodegas I go to, cheesecake.
You got a mint chocolate chip.
Lube. Burnt honey.
Cheese steak.
Yeah, cheese. Okay. So you got to also. I don't think people know how to multitask. I don't think people have the right mouth-hand technique.
Answer an email.
People don't have the right mouth-hand technique.
Yeah. To make me come, you know this, it's you just stroke the base, like turn the base, move up as the head is in your mouth, and make it just one clean motion. Do that enough, I'll get there.
But so many people yank the dick. They pull it.
Yeah.
They don't glide it.
Yeah.
It's not,
pull is no
also,
good.
Also, the sensitivity isn't in your, like, isn't all in the shaft.
Yeah.
So it's like you were saying, you got to go down with the mouth. Put your fucking hand to your mouth and go down with it and then slide.
We'll have
all
a video
of
him
up,
demonstrating.
And slide all of it back up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it's that easy.
The girl I'm hooking up with right now. Has it by and far the greatest head I've ever gotten in my entire life. And she, what are you whispering to me right now? No, I'm not gonna say who it is.
No, I know,
but it's not. No, different girl. But literally insanity. I mean, you could tell she studied her pornos. She fucks her own face with my dick. She has so much spit on it, and then she'll take spit off of her lips and just lather it on. Like, when she moves her mouth off of my dick, you see a bridge of spit.
Yeah,
and then she'll grab that and put it back on, and then she'll even just, like, look up at me while my dick throbs in her face. Like, she's a savage, man.
Writing a fucking fantasy novel
but
over here.
She adds it all, the temptation. Then she'll, like, just straight deep throat you, go up slowly. Like, it's just a full dick massage with her throat. That's what it feels like. Like, she's the type, you can hang her head off the bed and fuck her face. Like,
Jesus.
Savage, baby.
That was Left First saying that.
Yeah, no, but you want to you asked. You fucking asked. You emailed me in, Jordan. You asked what makes a good blowjob. Also, lick a fucking ball every once in a while. You know what I mean? Lick up the shaft slowly. Watch a fucking porno of a girl giving a great blowjob and literally steal those techniques. Steal that shit. That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. Guys, make sure you listen to Jordan's fucking album. It's called Good For You. Go hear that shit right now. Thank you for being here. Make sure you follow his Instagram as well, Jay Fisher Comedy. It's going to be in the bio as well. J-F-I-S-H-E-R Comedy. Follow that motherfucker. And thank you for being here, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you.
Sorry for getting you all turned on.
Fucking dickhead. I'm straight.
Yeah, okay. Down.